The following is a memory of Jürgen and Daphne Schmidt, Zichronam Livracha. We've come to the end of a wonderful Shabbat evening, dinner, kindergarten, Matan Parsha, for all our upcoming B'nai Mitzvah. We've had a wonderful, lovely evening this evening. Now we have to change our focus and think about those who are not with us this evening. As we gathered with our families around the table last week, one extended family in our congregational sphere was gathering for reasons most of us would only think of seeing in a movie. Daphne and Jürgen Schmidt, who are related to the Snyder family in our congregation, were in Mumbai, India, on a trip. They insisted to go to the Leopold Cafe, for they had heard of it many times and wanted a chance to take a meal there. Little did they know that the Leopold would be one of 10 sites attacked in Mumbai. It is believed they were killed because they were Jews. To die because of your religion and your identity is hard for us to grasp. Yet to do so presents one of the most difficult mitzvot to fulfill, to give one's life for Kiddush Hashem, to die for one's Judaism. When we hear this phrase, we often think of the high holidays, specifically the parts we don't like to read. We don't like to read about the 10 martyrs or the fact that whole Jewish communities were slaughtered by evil people. We talk of the passage about Rabbi Amnon of Mainz, but I'm sure that more than one of us has thought, but that was long ago. It doesn't happen today. Friends, I'm here to remind you that with all the tragedy and sadness, it does happen today. We are stunned, we're sad, we're angry, because in a society, in a country like ours, where hope is often the currency of our social climate, we cannot imagine how anyone could do such a thing. Yet we have to come to terms with the fact that such things happen. In Judaism, we learn that one who saves a life, it is as if she or he has saved an entire world. And the one who just takes a life, it is as if she or he has destroyed an entire world. The terrorists sought to destroy worlds. And when people are committed to going on such a rampage, we can hope. But at some point, such violence comes close to home and touches our wider family. In the midst of this sadness, in the midst of remembering Jürgen and Daphne, I want to mention one moment of light that occurred during this horrible set of days. Sandra Samuel was the nanny for Moshe Holzberg, the 2-year-old son of Gavriel and Rivka Holzberg, Zichronam Livracha. Sandra was the brave nanny who grabbed the 2-year-old Moshe and ran past the terrorists to save his life. If not for her, there may have been one more tragic death in this horrible attack. If not for her, yet another world would have been destroyed. If there was a ray of light in this tornado of darkness and hate, it was this woman. We read in Pirkei Avot, "B'makom she'ein adam hishtadel lehiyot ish," in a place where no one is human, strive to be a human being. This was Sandra in that moment. It was she who asserted humanity in an inhumane world. For Jürgen and Daphne, add their names to Rabbi Amnon of Mainz, along with the Holzbergs, those who died al Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify God's name in this world. And as we live our lives, may we find the courage and sense of humanity to act like Sandra, to act human, even when the world around us descends into chaos. In memory of Jürgen and Daphne, of Gavriel and Rivka, in honor deepest honor of those like Sandra Schmuel and all those righteous people who teach us when it is important to act against beastly hate. In memory of all the victims, we must raise our voices to praise God, the God of life, the God who teaches us how to live, love, and act in the most sacred of ways, who leads us to assert our humanity in the most inhumane of moments in our world. Shalom.